T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, and Mike Bassick. Also, Reggie hanging out with us. And right now, from mornings at Pro Football Talk, it is Chris Sims. Chris, how's it going today, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. Everything good?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. We get to rock this thing every single day talking sports with everybody, so we're pretty excited about it. Hey, where does the Rams' new uniform rank on your list?
You know, I actually like the Rams' new uniform. I know I'm definitely in the minority there. I get that. You know, I'm through my podcast and social media, I realize people have been crapping all over their look, but I don't know what it is. I kind of like the look of it. I like that bone white all look. I kind of like that electric blue and yellow. So, you know, the Rams to me, they're not the Cowboys. They're not the Raiders or the Steelers or the Bears or the Packers. Like, they have history, but it's not that great a history, or they wouldn't have, you know, be in three different cities throughout their existence. So I'm okay with them with a new school flavor to their uniform.
There you go. And what is it about putting on a classic uniform, what is it about putting on a uniform that changes a player's mentality?
Well, I mean, you guys played sports growing up and whatever else, and you look good, you play good. There's certainly something to that, no doubt about it. You know, just feeling like, man, I look good, so let's see if I can fool everybody out here today and maybe actually look the part and be that guy. So it is important to players. It is, for the most part, and you'd be shocked. You know, in an NFL locker room, 20 minutes before the game's about to start and guys are starting to get ready, okay, we got to walk out to the tunnel here. Guys all walk in the bathroom and give themselves a look in the mirror to see how they look. You know, is the jersey on right? You know, do I got everything in order? How do I look? Are my wristbands in the right spot? So it is important to a football player, certainly.
Do you ever think the exact opposite would be true? Like, this is the worst jersey. I better go out and smash somebody good because of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. There's probably some, like, psychoanalysis there that makes sense to be like, I'm so pissed off. This thing's baggy and ugly and got a stupid color combination. But, you know, most athletes, and especially football players, they think they're like fashion icons anyways, for the most part, other than a few guys here and there. I hear you. Hey, jerseys, I know I was very into it. And I was into it whether it was going through the college recruiting process, Texas. Hey, the uniform jumped out to me, the helmet. Mac Brown said he was going to go with Nike before, we had one more year left on the deal. When he said all that stuff, I was like, okay, cool, I like it. It wasn't the only reason I was going there, but it was, you know, some icing on the cake that way.
All right, so I did not think I would be enamored by this, but now I really am since you brought it up. When somebody goes to do their last uniform check, is there ever a teammate standing right next to you and they're like, Chris, you look great, and like y'all have some kind of conversation like that?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
No.
I just wanted
before,
to check.
There's more razzing going on. Like, oh, yeah, make sure, you know, you guys making fun of each other. Like, oh, yeah, you're GQ Man of the Year or whatever it may be. But, you know, the other thing that's like such a Debbie Downer about the uniform conversation always, too, is, you know, hey, some jerk from the NFL is going to come through the locker room and tell you, oh, there's only 7.5 inches of blue on your socks. I need 8 inches. And they're going to go through, or you're going to lose thousands of dollars if this doesn't look exactly right. To where that you go, oh, man, like, look at what I got to do here. And, you know, you got to kind of reorganize your thought, your look, and everything else like that.
Chris Sims joining us on 105.3 The Fan. Chris, I was watching this morning on Pro Football Talk, and you guys talked a little bit of Cowboys, but when I was watching, you guys were talking some Cowboys defense. I wanted to know from your perspective, being a former quarterback,
You lost Travis Frederick as your center on the Dallas Cowboys, and right now the guard situation, besides Martin, who's one of the best in the NFL, the other guard situation is kind of up in the air with Williams getting hurt last year, not exactly sure who that is going to be. How right. impactful is that from a quarterback's position to have kind of a new center and possibly a new guard the next
yeah,
season?
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, it is, especially right now. I think right now maybe more than ever in the NFL. You know, I could sit here and argue with you and say other than left tackle or the two tackle spot, it doesn't really matter left tackle, right tackle anymore. Von Miller rushes from both sides, so that's overrated. But after the tackle position, I would sit here and probably tell you center is the most important part of an offensive line. You know, one, hey, you guys know the mental gymnastics there. You got to be on the same page with the quarterback. You're looking around. You're evaluating defenses. You got to be really smart, quick on your toes to bark out new orders or, you know, new blocking adjustments along that front line, let alone for a quarterback. Hey, there is a comfort with the center's butt. You know, there is, you know, not only the size of it, how your hand fits under there. You know, do I have to crouch really far down and be uncomfortable when I'm underneath the center to start my drop back? All of those things are going to be a new learning experience. But right now, too, in the NFL, we got more freaky defensive tackles in the sport ever in the history of the sport. I mean, it's, you know, whether it's Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox, Chris Jones, it doesn't matter. You know, there's guys like that almost on every team right now. So if you don't have some beast up the middle to, you know, at times at least be able to handle those guys one-on-one, you're going to be in big trouble. So it is very important. I think the Cowboys have enough there to make it happen still. It's not like a part where I look at it and go, ooh, I'm concerned about the Cowboys' offensive line. No, I think there's still a lot of talent there, like you said. They just got to get those two positions kind of ironed out and fixed up.
We got Chris Sims here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Check out his podcast, Chris Sims Unbuttoned, available on all podcast platforms. Now, Chris, around here, our audience is very split. The fan base is split on Dak Prescott, and you know his contract situation is becoming the biggest problem. Do you think, and why, if so, do you think that Dak Prescott is deserving of the big contract that he wants?
Well, I do think he's deserving. Now, listen, do I think there's a problem in the NFL right now where we're into, like, whoever the next guy up gets to be the highest paid position in the history of that sport? No. Like, right, you know, for me right now, I think, you know, and I'm surprised the owners haven't colluded about this already because they kind of collude about everything else. But, like, no defensive lineman should make as much money as Aaron Donald. Until you prove to me you're better than Aaron Donald, I don't give a damn what year you signed your contract. You're not as good as him. And, yeah. You know, as much as I understand the business, I would also sit here and go, nobody should make more money right now than Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. And I know Patrick Mahomes is going to at some point and all of that. Now, you know, but the reality is that's not the reality right now, okay? So that bothers me. I'm just getting that off my chest. But Dak Prescott is every bit, in my opinion, you know, able to command $34, $35 million a year. You know, again, like, it doesn't make total sense to me because of the reasons I just explained, but yet it makes sense if you're going to compare him to a guy like Jared Goff, who I think he's notably better than Jared Goff. I mean, I would take Dak Prescott any day of the week, or Carson Wentz, who's extremely talented but has injury history. I mean, Dak Prescott, again, he's not one of the five best quarterbacks in football, but he's that next group down. You can argue he's anywhere from 6 to 10. I don't think you're going to go much lower than 11 or 12, and right now, you know, for inventory at the quarterback position in the NFL, that is the going rate. You know, I wish Dak Prescott would, you know, from what I know of the situation, all right, and I know from some people who are in the know that he's been offered 5 years, $175 million. He wants a four-year deal. If they do agree to the five-year deal, they would like a really big number at the end of that fifth year to kind of cover their butts for what the market might be at the position 5 years from now. And I've heard he's asking for somewhere like north of $45 million in that fifth year. You know, and again, I just want to say, you know, hey, take the $35 million a year. Okay, you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Your life is not going to be that much different if you have $175 million in the bank as compared to $185 million. In fact, it's not going to be different at all unless you're looking to, like, make, you know, gold-plated bathroom toilets or something like that, then maybe it will be, right? It's an interesting concept. So I do think he's worth it. He's a franchise quarterback, in my opinion. And He has a lot of the intangibles and it factors, I think, behind the scenes that make you feel that way too, let alone what he does on the field.
Now, you just said that he's a franchise quarterback. I think a lot of us agree. Is it just the nature of the position that so many people disagree about that, or is there something in particular about Dak that makes him particularly divisive? Because you have a lot of people in the fan base here who are like, meh, either way, he's fine, I guess.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's fair. You know, I think that's a little bit of like the fourth round coming back to like, you know, bite him in the butt in that conversation. You know, I would tell you this, you know, and I misevaluated Dak Prescott coming out in the draft. But like, I'll, you know, Dak Prescott, if he's got a better team around him, is a first round talent. Like there's no doubt about that. Like I would say the same thing about Drew Lock up in Denver. Drew Lock, if he leaves school the year before when he led college football in touchdown passes, he's going to be a first round pick. But then his last year in school, the team falls apart and everybody blames the quarterback. We're in this whole thing of blame the quarterback or give the quarterback all the credit. Like there's not another 52 guys on the team. And that bothers me. And Dak Prescott, again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, hey, Patrick Mahomes, the best guy in the game. We know that. Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. Those would be my five best quarterbacks in the game right now. Now, Dak Prescott is in that next group down like we talked about. And, yeah, he's not those guys. But, damn, I mean, he's big. You know, size is a skill at the quarterback position. Dak Prescott can make throws in the pocket that Drew Brees can't because of his size. So that's a real skill. You know, he does have a big arm. It's not like a superstar Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers arm, but it's a really damn good arm, and he can push the ball down the field. You know, he can move outside the pocket and make things happen when it's not there. He certainly can run, and you can even design runs for him because of his physicality there. And then his leadership, his charisma, his work ethic, all those things point to franchise quarterback. So I totally disagree with people when they say that. You know, for me, there is no doubt about it. He's a top 10 quarterback in football, and really realistically would probably be 7 or 8 for me on my list. I have to do my Chris Sims top 40 quarterbacks here soon, and I got to kind of get some of these ironed out.
Chris, when you look at the draft, we were really excited. CeeDee Lamb fell to 17. What are your thoughts on CeeDee Lamb as a rookie and what he can do?
Holy cow. I mean, first off, I think the Cowboys, you know, the first three picks, I mean, killed it. CeeDee Lamb, Trevon Diggs, and then Neville Gallimore, the kid out of Oklahoma. Those are huge. I mean, they really got some talented guys in the first three rounds. But to get CeeDee Lamb at 17, who I thought was the best receiver in the draft, and, you know, I think there was a number of teams that had him as the number one receiver in the draft. It's a difference maker on the offensive side of the ball. With the running game and the O-line and Amari Cooper and Blake Jarwin at tight end and Gallup and CeeDee Lamb, you know, it's going to be hard to, you know, pin, oh, this is their go-to guy in their offense, or this guy goes deep and this guy goes short. No, all three of those can do just about everything, and let alone be really dangerous in any one-on-one situation. But Lamb, he can win on the outside, and I think really, ultimately, he's going to be awesome in the slot because he's a good route runner, he's tough, and then you guys have been watching it. I mean, him with the ball in his hands, he might have, you know, other than maybe a running back or two, he was the best in the whole draft with the ball in his hands, making things happen, making people miss, breaking tackles. So they killed it with that pick right there.
I'm kind of curious, you know, when you're the quarterback and you have all those weapons, who do you think feasts? You know, who do you feed whenever you got Amari Cooper that just has $20 million and Michael Gallup who wants to go get a contract and the new rookie? When you're the quarterback, how do you balance out who he gets to eat?
Yeah, well, you know, a little bit's going to be about the offensive coordinator, too, and how they, you know, form plays, schemes, things like that, package of plays for Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup. And, you know, I think really with Dak Prescott, he'll learn little nuances and situations and when he might like one guy over the other, right? Like where he might go, okay, you know, oh, man, it's tight man-to-man coverage on both sides, and I got, you know, two go routes on the outside. You know, he might go, ooh, I don't know. I don't like this matchup. I know with CeeDee Lamb, I can throw him a 50-50 ball or a back shoulder ball, and he'll still come down with it if he doesn't beat the guy on the straight go route. You know, if it's a double move, he might favor Amari Cooper because he's so amazing at route running and getting in and out of breaks. So I think he'll find certain routes where he likes one guy over the other. But, yeah, playing quarterback with guys who want the ball, and you guys know receivers are a pain in the butt. They always are open, even when there's nine guys around him. He's going to have to – you know, be a charisma, be a leader, make sure he stays in their ear and make sure they're happy and all of those things. And that's part of being a great quarterback. And, you know, those are the things that I do think Dak Prescott has in his DNA.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on with us and a lot of good insight right there and hopefully calming the fan base down just a little bit. So thank you very much, sir.
Anytime, guys. Be good. Hook 'em horns.
Oh my gosh. We'll just get him off right now.
Later,
hey,
Chris.
By the way, he's going to be on NBC's Sunday Night in America. If the schedule holds, we're going to have the Hall of Fame game and four primetime NBC games this year here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.